12 with me. Why do we share testimonies? I would say there's two reasons why we're sharing testimonies this morning. The first is sharing our testimony has a strengthening effect on ourselves. It helps us overcome. And that's what we're going to be reading here in these verses. And then number two, it has a strengthening effect on other people. And my burden, my prayer this morning is that as we share testimonies, that you would be blessed by sharing your own and you'd be blessed by hearing other people's. Revelation chapter 12, I'll start reading in verse 7. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angel, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. That's a beautiful scene. The old enemy destroyed, cast out of heaven, lost the battle. And you see the brethren, us, the church, overcoming by the word of their testimony. So this morning, I just encourage you to get up here and share your testimony. I'll start. I feel like I was just refreshed by the tent meetings. The preaching was just really good, very powerful. I thought Barry did a very excellent job in just explaining the gospel, just over and over along the same theme, just keep preaching the power of salvation and what it does in our life and the fruits of it. I'm really blessed by that. And then the other messages, just really powerful. The one that probably stood out to me a lot was the one about brotherhood. I think it was the second Sunday morning, and challenge to me. I want to be more open, more engaged in the brotherhood, and I have a desire that all of us be that way together. We can be a tremendous strength to each other. Let's be open with our weaknesses. Let's face the music. I think that was just really good. And also, I would say the tent meeting stirred up my burden for the lost. And just reaching out to people, the people I meet day by day, and just having that burden to share with them somehow, help them. Yeah, that's really what it's all about, that we receive Christ, we repent of our sins, and walk with him. Okay, so we're just going to open it up. I'd encourage families come up together if you want, husband, wife, share. This is not just for the older men to come up and share the testimony. It's for everyone. So please come up. If there's youth, if you don't want to come up by yourself, have someone else come up with you and just share. So why don't we just pray yet before we get started. Father in heaven, we call to you in Jesus' name this morning. Lord, we thank you for speaking to us by the messages from Barry and Leonard. And we ask that you would bless this time of sharing this morning. Give us just an ability to share together. And I just pray that your testimony would go forth. Pray that you would encourage us and inspire us by this time, and draw us together as a body. Lord, help us to be real brothers and sisters together and be open and honest with each other. Just ask your blessing on the sharing. Just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, who's first?
And by the way, I don't think there'd be anything wrong. It might be actually be good if there would be a half a dozen standing here ready to share. So if you want to fill up this gap here, that'd be good. My prayer going into the week and a half of meetings was that the Lord would work in my heart, and if there's areas in my own heart that are not where they should be, that he'd speak to me about. And I came in with a prayer and a desire to just be fully surrendered in every area. Those were the things that I came into the meetings with. The first evening, as a word was being preached, there's a specific thing that the Lord started speaking to me about just the day before. And I guess the meeting started on Thursday, so just Wednesday. As I sat there listening to the preaching, one specific thing came to my mind as I sat there. I remembered the day before I was looking at a news article, and as I scrolled through it, there was a picture of an immodest person on the news article, and I remember flipping past and then flipping back and looking and then flipping away again. And the Lord just smote my heart. And I sat there wondering why wasn't I sensitive and repentant of that the day before? You know, I was appreciative of God putting his finger specifically on it then, but I sat there wondering, why didn't I repent of that the day before? Is there maybe a lack of sensitivity in my heart? And so that evening, I sat there saying, well, I was moderating that night, and I asked the Lord, well, should I just go and respond? And I was open to that, but I didn't really feel prompted. But that night, I just went home and shared that with Martha and the boys. You know, God spoke to me on that. That's something that I was just not as clear. It was, you know, I sinned with that. And so that started the first night, and then as a day went, or as a week and a half went on, it just seemed like my heart was just that deeper surrender. It was exciting to me. The thing that I think blessed me just in a very real way was in my own heart, as I had been seeking and praying the Lord for the meetings, and it seemed like corporately, it just really seemed like the whole week and a half was a time when God was meeting with us, just over and over, just various responses, various ones getting converted. I don't know, it's just a confirmation that the Lord is working within us. He's working in our midst, and I don't know, I'm just really blessed with that, and I just have a desire to keep my heart open and pure and clean. But the Lord spoke to me specifically about that sin. And that evening I shared that with my wife and sons. But I have a desire that we could continue. It seemed like we had set days aside, you know, to fast and pray for the meetings. And God was clearly answering those prayers. That was a blessing. So.
Yeah, I was just very blessed and inspired to just go deeper with God and not to be ashamed, just to have a stronger faith in God and not be ashamed of who I am in Christ. And I just want to continue to let God work that out in my heart. And another specific area he spoke to me about was when Leonard talked about taking captive every thought He spoke to me about my negative thoughts, and I feel like too many times when negative thoughts come, I don't take them captive, but I allow them to be there too long. And I just ask that you hold me accountable for that. I want to have thoughts that are right and good, not negative. So.
And then also just mention with what I shared, feel totally free at any time to ask me about anything at all. My life, I want to be very open with my personal life in every area. So feel free to ask me any question that comes to my mind on a personal level with where I am with my walk with the Lord and in anything at all. I just want to be an open book with God and with you, brothers.
I was very blessed to be at tent meetings. Appreciated the messages and the things we heard. Not like, there were some things, but not like a major thing stood out to me, but just a lot of just the refreshing, the teaching, connected with a lot of the messages and with the burden. A couple of things. One thing, I can tend to be a sensitive or focused on feelings person, just the way I am. And the one message Barry was sharing when he was talking about perfection and some of those things, that blessed me. I don't have it all figured out, but I want to have a better view of myself. I had noticed recently, just people ask me how I'm doing. I'm doing, oh, okay. That's just kind of, and that affects my outlook on life and where I'm at. And no, if I'm walking with God, I'm doing good. I can be thankful to God what he's done in my life. And I want to continue to grow in those things in that area. And then I appreciated Leonard's messages also. And another thing is just, it's easy for us to evaluate and look at negative things and look at the negative things in situations, maybe talk about things in a bad way as a couple or at home and stuff. And that's something I desire to grow in, especially in relation to some different things. And yeah, I was very blessed and want to continue moving forward and growing and drawing together as a brotherhood. I appreciated Leonard's message. I think it was Leonard and maybe Barry shared on some brotherhood things too a little bit. I appreciated those, and God bless you all.
I was very blessed to be at tent meetings. Something that stood out to me was to honoring our father and mother, and especially, even if it doesn't feel like my dad does everything right, it's always right for me to honor him. I haven't always done that. And then too, Leonard shared about something that happened, and he just one day made it right, and he had a clean slate again. So there were some things that I needed to make right, and I found out that it's easy to just, if I don't do it right away, then it just doesn't seem as serious anymore. And so I was blessed with just God's forgiveness and able to be clean before him, right with God.
Yeah, I also just felt very challenged in my personal life. The first messages Barry preached, when he was saying about if we're on fire for the Lord and if we're in the battle, we don't have to be told to read our Bible and to pray and fast. And there was just a conviction struck into my heart, because I remember that when the days we were supposed to fast for the tent meetings, it was just a drudgery for me. I felt like, do I have to fast in this day? And I all the excuses I could think of that it wouldn't work the best for me. And whereas I remembered other times in my life I wanted to fast, and I don't know, I just felt like that was a conviction that God showed me where I was at spiritually, and that I needed to be more on fire for the Lord and more in the battle. And also the first Sunday night when Barry was preaching about if we are like Jesus, I felt so convicted that I should have gone up to the altar and confessed to God that I have been afraid to witness for him because of my reputation and just a fear of man. Especially at the workplace, I have a lot of opportunity to witness, and it seems like the Spirit of God can't even work through me if I just let that fear of man be in the forefront. And I did not go up that evening, and I felt like it took a piece away. And Monday morning and Sunday night, I prayed about it and confessed it to God that, you know, I felt like I didn't obey the Spirit. And even Monday morning after I came home from work, there was still I just felt a burden on my heart, and I realized I didn't have God's peace with me. And I just went home and prayed and met with God until I had peace again. And I felt like that also made that God could work more in my heart with the rest of the messages that came. And especially felt convicted the evening that Leonard preached about honoring our parents. And I feel like I need prayers in that with the way my relationship is with my parents. It's sometimes difficult to show honor, but I feel like if my heart is in the right place, God will show me how to do that. And I feel like I need your prayers in that, and need accountability with that. So,
I had a blessed week. I went into before the tent meetings, several months. I had this question in my mind: what does it mean to be a Christian? And I was probably in a place of not really discouragement, but just kind of going along with just living life. But there was this question: what does it mean to be a Christian? Because, you know, there's a lot of religious people around our community, and I grew up in a religious setting, and you know, we can pinpoint what it is to be this group or be that group or be this person or that person or even be Faith Christian Fellowship, but what does it mean to be a Christian? And I knew going into the meetings I just was seeking God. I need reviving. I needed the Lord. And so the first message, I don't know if it was the first message or not, but the message on salvation is of the Lord really, really stirred my heart, probably brought some answer to my question. And throughout the week, just different things that were taught and preached just began to confirm and bring answers to my question, what it means to be a Christian. And just a renewed vision with the Lord. And sometime throughout the midweek somewhere, I'm not sure exactly what day, but God began to speak to me about being a passive father and even just a passive man. And one day I was listening to a message, and it was talking about about Eli and his passiveness with his sons. And through that message, it seemed like God really smote my heart on just that whole thing of being passive and the fear that's in that, fear of what the response might be if I say a certain thing or give a certain direction or whatever it might be. And it seemed like God really smote my heart there on the fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. And so I repented of that and shared it with a brother and shared it with my family, and I guess I'm sharing it with you all now. I endeavor to overcome in that area. I've been endeavoring to walk in the light, and I guess I was also encouraged to the different testimonies that I think both the brothers shared, different testimonies of people that had gotten free from sin. And just their complete surrender was a large part of getting free from sin. And so that's challenged me also, even in the past week when situations have come up. And, you know, the tendency is to do what I always did. And, yeah, there's no victory in that, no overcoming in that. But I need the grace of God in those areas. Oh, God bless you all. Oh, another thing I thought about while I was just sitting there. This isn't really, has somewhat to do with the tent meetings, but I'm just putting it out there as an encouragement for the future. So we spent time fasting and praying and dedicating time to these tent meetings. There's youth Bible school coming up. And we saw the result of what we did do something. God moved. There's youth Bible school coming up. Can we carry that kind of a burden for the youth Bible school coming up? Just an encouragement for us. There'll probably be some more direction given on that, but I just be thinking about that. We saw God move. Let's be willing to give ourselves for our young people in a few months.
I enjoyed tent meetings. There was a part of me that felt like 10 days wasn't long enough. I've told a few people that. It just seemed like that, I don't know, night after night, sitting under the preached word, sitting under the Spirit of God, I wasn't done. I didn't feel like I had enough of it. In a way, it felt like God had just started working. And here it was already time to go home and not meet another night, not hear another message, and not sing together one more night. I wasn't done, but I just ask God to continue his revival work, especially in my own heart, but to just not stop, continue speaking to us. And I've had something in my life for years. After I got born again, somebody told me it was a sin, and I couldn't quite see it as sin. It didn't seem like there was really anything wrong with it. So it took me several years to actually come to the place to actually see it as sin. And for some of you, it may sound like kind of a piddly little thing, but as a child, I didn't have a very pleasant home life. So I trained myself to daydream. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It stuck me in a different world. I could block out life that wasn't very pleasant. I could fall asleep that way. That way I didn't have to hear the screaming downstairs. I could block out life. I could ride the lawnmower, and I didn't have to think about facing life later. I could daydream. I built houses. I designed houses in my brain over and over and over again. Well, it's went from something else now, but I can't break it. I can't get over it. I'm in a different position in life now as a mother. God gives me time every single morning, and I waste it. I take my beautiful cup of coffee, and I go sit on a beautiful front porch where I can view nature that God has created for me. And I have plenty of time. that I could devote to pouring my heart out to God and seeking Him and drawing near to Him. And I like to daydream. I like to sit there and I like to think about all kinds of things. They're not bad. There's nothing wrong with any of them. But it got between me and God. I can't have a relationship with God. It stopped me from drawing near to God. I'd come to a place, I knew that's what it was. I knew it. I'd gotten to a place where my mind was just flat, just blank, especially when it came to spiritual stuff. I'd come to church and it didn't really mean much. I heard it, but it didn't really mean much. There was other things at home that should have been special to me that was just flat. And I was so spiritual enough to even ask sisters, is it my life? Is it because I'm over 50? Is this just why that I'm just flat, that my brain is just kind of dead? And I had sisters nicely, sweetly tell me, yes, that's probably what it is. And then Leonard's message, one time he said, if we have sin in our life and we can't break free from it, it's because we like it. Ooh, ouch. Yeah, that's true. And he quoted those verses, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. He said, get away from it, walk away, cut it off, get out of there. Not, he was determined. Well, I've had other determinations. When I get my cup of coffee and I'm headed out the door, I'm walking out the door telling myself, this morning I'm going to read and pray. And I'd get out there and I'd sit down, and this morning I would enjoy daydreaming. Monday morning, I decided, I determined to cut it off. I'm not even going to take a cup of coffee, and I'm not even going to go to the front porch. I'm going to a different spot. And I did. I went upstairs, and I got down on the floor in my bedroom, and I met with the Lord. And I'm so thankful. On Tuesday morning, before my alarm went off, the Lord woke me. Well, I guess it was the Lord. All of a sudden, I woke up with the word surrender in my mind. And I was like, surrender? Surrender all. I said, okay, Lord, I will. So I went through my morning routine and got my family off to work. And there's my time. What am I going to do with it? And I decided I was not going out on my front porch again. I like going out on the front porch to meet with the Lord, but I'm not going to. I'm going to cut it off. And I went up to my room, and I met with the Lord, and I surrendered. I thank the Lord for that. He has answered my prayer. He's continuing a revival in my heart. Wednesday morning, I chose to go to my bedroom. And I met with the Lord. Thursday morning, I was able to share that with my neighbor. She wondered, I don't know, I was telling her that I was not meeting on the front porch anymore, and she wondered why. So I shared it with her, and I think that was a real blessing, that was a strength, that was an encouragement. I am able to meet on the front porch again with the Lord and meet with the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. I've had a couple mornings on the front porch that I have had sweet, refreshing time with the Lord. So I'm thankful for what God has done in my heart. I'm very thankful for the meetings. I don't want to be dependent on other people teaching me, but it sure was a blessing to be together and to hear sermons day after day. Oh, I will say that this morning, I am also thankful that at this point I'm sensitive, and I hope I stay sensitive to the Lord. This morning I recognized that I wasn't very surrendered. I was fighting in my heart. So that old devil, he tries to tempt us, but I desire to be surrendered to God and give up myself.
Good morning. The fellowship or the tent meetings were really nice. I really enjoyed them all, but the first two were the biggest blessing to me. The first one about love and what it means, and the second one of salvation is of the Lord. And that evening I got born again. I really enjoyed the verse of 1 John 1:7. Says, but if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And if I have anything wrong, please come and talk to me.
I was born again 2 weeks ago.
Well, tent meetings was really a blessing for me. I guess it was an encouragement for me and a time to look at where I'm at with God. Last summer was really a journey for me. God was teaching me different things, trying to speak to me in different areas that I had not given up. And so I think it would have been February of this year. I rededicated my life, and I felt like God was telling me to fully surrender. And after doing that, it's been really a blessing to see the power of God and how he, in the mornings, just waking up, different verses will come to me. And it's just been good for me to understand the power of surrender and being fully surrendered and having that peace there. And so going to tent meetings, and then I've been having questions, you know, what's brotherhood supposed to be like? How's it supposed to work? What's a personal Christian life supposed to look like? And different questions and asking different brothers and just trying to figure out, you know, what life is about, what life is supposed to mean. And so I wasn't sure what to expect from tent meetings, but I went with a openness, willing to hear what God would have for me. And it was more of an encouragement for me. There was a few things that I felt God was speaking to me. I had felt like I was clear before God with them and confessed them, but I needed to share it with a brother and just clear it up on that level. And I had these verses that came to me in Ephesians 2, verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And then I'll go down in verse 4 to 6. But God, who was rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And they were just a blessing to me because we were in sin, but if we truly surrender everything and give everything to God, and we will know if we're truly surrendered because we will have a peace, and God will, the connection there will be completely different versus if we're, there are still a few things. And we were dead in trespasses and sin, but if Christ is in us and living in us, he hath raised us up to dwell together with him in heavenly places. So may that be a blessing, and God bless you.
appreciated the meetings we had as a family. It was a good time of just listening to a lot of different preaching on having a clear picture on what sin is, having a clear picture on respect for, I don't know, I guess I look at various messages, and then I looked at Leonard's. I feel like Leonard was, he brought out a lot of clarity on personal life and family life and relating with parents and things. And I feel like looking at some of the things in my life, I see choices I've made over the years, and definitely some of those choices have made things for my children and my family to sort through, with whether it's personality or different things. I feel like God really spoke to me through Leonard's preaching and Barry's too, just doing a deep inner work in my own heart. And I was really blessed to be there, and feel like God is plowing yet in my heart to just have a humble openness with him, and having a real walk with God. I felt a need for more revival in my prayer life and my time with God. I guess I just felt very challenged, encouraged, humbled throughout those meetings, and it was a blessing to be there.
I really enjoyed the tent meetings a lot. I just felt like every evening it was kind of like a washing of the water, or the word was just taking place in my heart. And especially Barry's, I really enjoyed the picture of just the battle that's going on and how serious it is, and that this life is not a playground. And I feel like the Lord touched my heart in different areas. I see different areas where it was easy for me in the past to have strong feelings in my heart and not dealing with them like I should have. And I just want to confess this and just want God to have all of my heart.
Well, I was really blessed with tent meetings. One thing that really blessed me the first Sunday night, Barry's message just really challenged me to not just be like the people you're around or whatever, just be a shining light to those around you and spread God's word. It really blessed me.
Yeah, for me, I really enjoyed the meetings, and I really liked Barry's. They were just very inspirational, and just, yeah, really showed me some places I need to grow, and I feel like I had some pride and selfishness in my life that God was convicting me of, and that I think he's helped me to take care of it. And I was just, yeah, I felt like I was very inspired by these meetings, and yeah, just I felt very led now to like live a life of godliness and to follow and live my life after the heart of God, and just try to follow him and, yeah, live a life for him that pleases him. And, yeah, I was just really glad for the meetings. It was very inspiring.
Well, I feel like the meetings were really good for me. I was really refreshed, and I feel like I really like Barry's example of the shade tree. It just gave me a new perspective of, yeah, what our lives are really, why we're really here, and which place are we in. So I was really challenged, and especially in the area of just being a light and being not being ashamed of who we are as Christians. And yeah, I feel like God really showed me that in my life, that I was being ashamed and I wasn't being the light that I want to be. So, yeah, keep me accountable, ask me how it's going, and I want to do better in that.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed tent meetings this year. It was really good. God spoke to me in a number of areas, specifically a relationship with parents and not being ashamed of our Christian life, why we do the things we do, and being bold, strong, true Christians. It was such a blessing. Many of you know I've had struggles in my past with immorality and music and things like that. And other years at tent meetings, it was a real struggle sitting there being under conviction and things. And this year, just to be able to stand there and just be clean and free was Yeah, God. To be able to stand there and just be free was really amazing. Past couple years, God's done. A lot in my life, and I'm super thankful for that, and being able to live clean. I've been doing really well the past number of years. All the glory to God for that. And I came away from tent meetings really encouraged, but I wasn't really planning on sharing this, but I figured I would. Mark, it really blessed me with what you shared, just your openness and transparency. But this past week, I had a night where I was up late. I was doing some things on my phone, just nothing bad, you know, just doing some things. And ended up getting tempted some, and I came on a website or two. I saw some pictures that weren't good. And then the next morning, I talked with my mom and dad about it. We confessed it, we prayed about it, and I just wanted to confess that. I want to live a life that is 100% open and honest and not hide anything. And God's done a real work in my life. He's brought me a long ways, and I'm really thankful for that, and I just want to continue to live that way and live open and live honest and just live right with God. And I wanted to confess that to everybody. If you have any questions, please come talk to me. I will gladly tell you more. Yeah.
I'd say that, you know, at the tent meetings, I heard a lot of things. I've been in the church for 60 years and heard a lot of messages, and there's not a lot of things that were new, I would say, to me. Yeah, things I appreciated brought a lot of memories back. And with Barry, it was especially the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. That was a challenge to me, and how God moved in his life. I had a lot of that, and especially in my younger days, and a lot of the stuff we went through, making decisions, coming out of the Amish church there and so on. Also brought back memories about making things right with people. Some of you have heard the Johnny Hirschberger story, how there was a man, an Amish man, and actually my father-in-law's district of the church, that as a boy, some of us had the bright idea of going teasing Johnny Hirschberger. We threw apples against his house, and we met with him and talked, and just later on, anyway, that was before I was a Christian, and later on, I was in that church district, and one day, we just talked, cleared that up. And also, the one about honoring parents, growing up, my father had some depression problems, and things weren't always smooth, and to the point where I did not have a good relationship with my father. And we were on the farm, and my brother and I supposedly worked with my father, and my father wanted to do things one way, we boys wanted to do it another way. It was not pretty. And anyway, when I got converted, nobody ever told me. I went back and I cleared things up. We had a good relationship after that. So, yeah, just a lot of good memories of what things that happened in my life. There's also something that I said in the opening here about holding children accountable. You know, there is such a thing as, and about holding each other accountable, there's such a thing as holding ourselves accountable. See, there's a spirit part of us and a flesh part of us. Well, the spirit part of us should hold the flesh part of us accountable. That's cross-bearing. God bless.
I was blessed with the meetings. Just leading up, and sometime leading up to the meetings, I had been just feeling like there's just something in my life. There's just a dryness there. Coming up to the meetings, I very clearly felt a need, like, God, I want Him to speak into my life through the meetings. The first evening with Barry's message, I had a lot of conviction in my life, in my heart. Yet I felt like there's a perfection there that I'm not able to attain. And I struggled with that quite a bit. But the next couple of days, just I felt God very clearly showing me things just with scripture reading and more of the messages. I feel God very clearly showed me that I'm not viewing sin exceedingly sinful. I didn't feel like I'm living in sin, although maybe areas that I looked at in my life is just I'm just struggling with something. I'm not totally clear maybe, but I didn't look at it as sin. And I felt God very clearly showing me that, and I've been blessed with just opening up about that, opening up. I talked with my wife about it. I responded Sunday night there and just shared there, and I very clearly feel a peace in my heart with that. So I want to continue in that. I want to be very sensitive to sin, to... If it's thought patterns that I deal with, I have a lot of time on the road each day. I sit and I think, and is it thought patterns or is it just the way I spend my quiet time in the morning? Just a lot of things like that, that I had to just refocus and be more sensitive in. So I was really blessed.
So I've been struggling about coming up here ever since I got the text. I actually had a nightmare and woke up at 2:30 on Saturday morning, and it was 12:30. I was at church, and sharing this testimony, and everybody walked out. They were very nice, they were very kind, but everybody walked out. And I was so shocked that I woke up and I couldn't get back to sleep. it's just been it's just a journey. I was inspired by Barry's messages. I like his style of preaching. I was so blessed by his message. I haven't heard anyone commenting on it yet, so maybe you all are in a different place than I am, but his one message he spoke about persecution, and that just remember, actually, in church one time preaching about this, and I got rebuked that his message on just the blessing of walking with God and then heirs with God, and we like all that, but then he ends up saying, he grants us this fellowship, and he ends up saying, with persecutions. And Barry preached on that. And I said to myself, yes, finally a man after my own heart. And kind of felt good about that. And then Leonard comes along and he starts preaching, and he begins to make me uncomfortable about if there's a lot of relationship issues. And just remember many years ago, I was a workaholic, and it was, I can identify with doing things to forget the pain. And I had a sister-in-law that was struggling with her husband's hobbies, and she came to my wife, and she'd come to the point where she accepted his hobbies. And he said, every man has his hobbies. So she came to my wife and she said, your brother says that every man has his hobbies, and I've come to accept that. And she said, what are your husband's hobbies? And my wife thought for a little while and she said, I think work. And my brother-in-law came to me later and he said, you got me in trouble. And but it was one of those things that I engaged in to forget about life. And to, so I told my wife one day, if I could only get relationships right, everything else is falling into place, but if I could only get relationships right. And then Barry comes along. Well, at one point, I remember hearing someone preach that life was 95% about relationships. And I said to my wife, I think I've got about 5% of life right now. And so relationships, I just, you know, when God met me for the first time, I was 9 years old, and I realized I was on a different path. And I would always find myself at odds, and I didn't understand, and I wanted, but anyway, I wanted these relationships, but I couldn't attain. And so I was thinking about all these things. I was just going through my mind as Leonard preached about relationships. And I, so the next day I said, I'm going to the prayer meeting at noon, and I just like to share with some of the brothers. And so I wasn't able to go, actually. I actually had a boil for about a week and a half. It lasted. It was the most painful thing I've ever endured. I couldn't walk. I couldn't sit. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. I couldn't go to bed without this pain. And I would take pain medication, and it would kind of take the sharpness of it away. But it's just a very painful experience. And so I couldn't go to the prayer meeting, and I committed some time to praying while y'all were praying. And as I'm praying there, God began to speak to my heart. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's talking about the body and how it's put together. And if one member suffers, we all suffer with it. And I was just so smitten that somehow I didn't feel like I had suffered with those that were suffering. I didn't feel like I had felt their pain. I didn't feel like I had cared enough or had enough empathy. And you didn't have to tell my foot that I was hurting. If I walked, this pain radiated out to my fingers and my feet, and I could feel it throughout my body. You didn't have to tell me, you didn't have to tell my hands and my feet that I was hurting. Nobody had to remind me. And so I was just smitten that I hadn't done that with my brothers and sisters very well. And I was just repenting before the Lord there, and seemed like God tapped me on the shoulder and just so clearly spoke to my heart that in order for this infection to go away, it needed to come out. And I had been praying. I'd felt so good about having repented of that. I'd actually asked God to take it away. And it just seemed like God tapped me on the shoulder and said, I'll take it away, all right. But that infection has to come out. And just so clearly, God spoke to my heart that so many times we're in pain, we're suffering, and we all try to reach out and help each other. Sometimes that process is painful too. And I realized that for me to receive healing, it was going to be quite painful yet. But sometimes those things that we need, healing in our spiritual bodies is sometimes quite painful too. And so I just spoke with Brother Mark, and just I said, I need to talk. And we met the next day, and we just had a time of sharing my heart. And I said, Mark, I don't know. Just the thing of leaving the church and having poured myself into the church for 10 years and just seemed like it wasn't enough. And to me, that was very painful. But I started looking back at those relationships, and I don't even know. I said to Mark that I didn't know what all I had done wrong. I know 10 years ago I was walking with the Lord, and for a number of years I was walking a pure life before the Lord, and all these accusations would keep coming, and I look at that, and at one point, I clearly understood last week that at one point I had come to the point where I just let go, and I said, God, it's too hard, I can't do this. So I think there came a point when it was just flesh against flesh. And I don't know where that happened, but I do remember just kind of letting go, just that feeling of having let go. And so we just had a time of reconnecting with God, and Mark began to ask me questions about my father, and You know, I wanted to make things right with my church. I actually wanted to draft a letter, and he encouraged me to go in person. Well, I can live with that. But then he started questioning me about my father, and I actually didn't have any feelings. I realized I needed to speak to my father first, and so that very next Saturday, I went to see my father. I'd been carrying something in my van for 3 weeks that needed to go to my father. It was his. It was in his house. He had failed to take it out when he moved. And I needed to deliver it, but I couldn't. I didn't want to. I didn't want to meet him. And so I said, today is the day. And I pulled in there, dropped his box of belongings, and we spoke for a few minutes. And I just said, Dad, there's been a lot of conflict in our family, and I'm sure he was bracing himself for some kind of accusations, but I just said, I don't know what part has been my fault and what hasn't. But I just want to confess to my part in these relationships. And he had nothing to say. I was so nervous, I paced the house before I left. I had a stomach ache. I don't know how long I paced the house before I left. But it was just so simple, just humbling myself in front of my father. And he said, well, I don't know. He said, we tried to do our best. And maybe we failed. And I went home crying. I felt like God had broken down some barriers. I met with one of our former church leaders and this last week, and you know, I'm just kind of trying to tick them off one at a time, and I just shared that with him, that I didn't know what all I had done wrong, but whatever I'd done wrong, I wanted to apologize. And he got real quiet, and I kind of braced myself, and I thought he would start throwing accusations. And he just simply looked at me very kindly, and he said, I would like to return that confession to you. And I'd like to be forgiven for anything I wronged you. So, just trying to take care of the conflict. Just keep being reminded of the verse that says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And so something had happened prior to that for them to be enemies. And I'm just confident that things will come up where we'll face enemies, but I'm confident also that humbling ourselves does actually work. I felt like I'd failed my family of everybody kind of looked at me as being a staunch, authoritative person, and I just let go. I said, can't do it anymore. But yesterday morning, the Lord spoke to my heart. Just reading in Chronicles where Solomon had finished the temple, this great building, and he wants to bring the Ark of the Covenant in. And he has this great ceremony. And I was just struck. We don't need the Ark of the Covenant anymore. Jesus is telling me that he wants to reside in my heart. I was just so touched with that thought. So much effort, so much ceremony for a place for God to dwell. And he has broken down that middle wall of partition, and he's saying, I would like to live in your heart. I was just so blessed by that thought.
Very much encouraged and also convicted in the tent meetings. I guess two areas that especially I was convicted, and one was sharing the gospel. You know, I love talking about the Lord with people who like to hear it, but it was very hard for me, especially to family or people I know well, to share the gospel. It was so much easier in maybe in New York City because their rejection didn't hurt like it hurts with family. But I was convicted that God wants me to be a testimony, a witness for him wherever I go. And also on negative thinking, I have this tendency when I get tired that I start with a negative thought pattern. And this past week, God just spoke to me, even if I'm tired, he wants to be my strength and he wants to be in charge of my thoughts. And so that was... That was encouraging to me, and I just, in all the encouragement, everything I heard, I was just reminded again of Colossians 3, verse 1, where it says, to set my affections on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and to not mind the earthly things so much. So I guess that's my longing and desire, so.
I too was very blessed and inspired and convicted at the tent meetings. Going into the tent meetings, I felt like I was at a decent place. Not everything was great, but I felt pretty good. And by the end of the tent meetings, I wasn't sure why I thought that way, why I didn't see how I really was. But God just showed me a lot of areas. Respect to parents, church relationships, living in complete victory, sharing the gospel. There's just many, many areas in life that I've tried sharing the gospel with unbelievers on the streets or passing a tract isn't that hard, but in the workplace, it's very hard for me. Working with Amish that aren't especially all that open. I was just convicted that I didn't really want to share the gospel there, and I didn't. And another area was morally I had been struggling. I had a brother that I confessed numerous times, but it was hard to get completely free. And I think that's where I was at when I went to the tent meetings. I had confessed, but I wasn't living in complete victory, and I wasn't hearing from God very much. God would maybe a little bit, devotions meant something, but it wasn't completely free. We're at a place like that, you don't want to share the gospel. And I didn't want to share the gospel because I felt I didn't have anything to share. I didn't have anything to say. But one night I responded and I prayed with a brother, and I felt like God has given me peace again. I felt like I've been reinstated or recommitted my life to Him, and I just thank God for the fellowship that I can have with Him. Devotions mean something. Prayer is alive now. I just give all the honor and glory to God. Thank Him for what He's doing. And I also want to open myself up for questions and ask me how I'm doing. I need that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I just wanted to add, I actually saw my family struggling, and I felt like the umbrella had been missing. I had taken away that covering and that protection from our home. I felt responsible for that.
Yeah, I too enjoyed tent meetings. I miss Barry's messages, but I enjoyed Leonard's. He talked a lot about making the things right with other people if you have done them wrong. And so I was just encouraged with the thought about there is no grief like the grief of regret. And so I just want to open my life to people around me. And I think that's all I've got. God bless.
There were a lot of areas in my personal thought life that I was very much convicted to change and do better, and to seek God to cleanse those areas out. And one of the biggest things was my burden for the lost had kind of disappeared, and I was very much afraid to share the gospel. And I realized that I had stopped praying for the lost people, and kind of got comfortable in my position. So I want to work more on that. I was convicted of wondering and unwelcome thoughts that I allowed in, and a lot of negativity as well. I had an experience to talk with Edna Keim, the young girl that got converted, and the look on her face, it still almost makes me goosebumps when I think about it. The freeness and the purity when she told me that she got converted, it was amazing. And I want to keep that in my mind, to keep that simple faith and keep God as my number one focus.
I really enjoyed the tent meetings. Felt like this year was a very good year. One thing that stuck out from one of Barry's messages was when he talked about hiring a coach, that they would want to hire the coach that said they would win every game. And that just inspired me to just be all in and give it my all. Then Saturday night, the message, Leonard's message, the last Saturday night, really spoke to me, and God just showed me some unforgiveness in my heart and bitterness, and I just repented of that night and found freedom in that.
Thank you all for sharing. I was inspired and blessed. It's a simple truth that to get nearer to God is just humbling ourselves, opening our life, hearing from God, being convicted, and then receiving that. It's a powerful message of the gospel. It's a sense where it's really easy. Just open our hearts and hear from Him. Does anybody have anything to share?